Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You Black Guy with Good Credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Big Sean, what's going on?
I'm in the building, Matt, as always, having your back for all these years, making sure that you're good, you know, as I do.
Have you been enjoying springtime, March Madness, sports? You've been paying attention?
Oh, this is my favorite time of the year, you know, for the active sports fan that I am. You know, everything is popping right now, except for football. I don't know if you know that, but this in September, October actually, one of the most active sports times. So I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the change in season. You know, I put my Uggs away, got on my spring shoes now. when I get rid of my Uggs, Max, the weather is warm. When I'm not wearing Uggs anymore.
Absolutely. Well, I know we're not a sports show, but I got a hot take. I'm predicting Lakers will win the championship. So everyone watch out. Where, you know, people have been thinking we were scuffling. I say we, because I'm a Laker. But just wanted to throw that out there for all you sports fans out there.
I'm predicting a snowstorm in June.
Okay. All right. Well, that might be more likely. But anyhow, I know I'm talking sports, but it's not just sports season and March Madness and all that. It's also another season. What season are we in right now, Sean?
Oh, it's that time of the year where my uncle reveals his ugly head, and as we all have to remember, his birthday. But he's the only person I know that can switch his birthday whenever he wants, and we just got to give him money.
Are you talking about Uncle Sam?
Who else could it be? Uncle exactly. Sam, you know, born 18, 17, whatever, and now it's this year's birthday is April 18th versus April 15th.
All right, well, people, Sean is correct. It is tax season. I want to start this off. Overarching note, the deadline this year to file your taxes is April 18th. So do not wait till the last minute. Do not be that guy or that gal on April 17th or the morning of April 18th, still shuffling around trying to find your paperwork. You don't want to be that person.
And just for the record, my birthday is April 11th. So if you want to send part of your tax return my way for my birthday, you can, you know, as they say in the hood, you can cash at me. You know what I'm saying? I
take wow. It, so yes, people, drop off the bag, not just to Uncle drop Sam, but send something to Uncle Sean as well. So Sean, let's talk about what makes this year different, this tax season different. I know all the major changes that we've had to tackle, our government has had to tackle with COVID. Those things are set to expire. Congress has to figure out what to do about it. There's a lot of drama.
Yeah, one of the big things happening this tax season, you're right, Matt, is that the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, Economic Security, which they call CARES Act, was passed in 2020, March, I think. Some of the tax provisions are about to expire, including increased deductions for charitable contributions. You know, you can't give more money to the kids and get a bigger deduction. Suspension of required minimum distributions from retired accounts. That's over. Topping up your unemployment benefits with a $600 a week federal supplement, Matt. You know what I'm saying, Matt? When you were, you know, in the low getting that $600 a week check, that's a wrap, you know? And then also retroactive increasing the amount of net operating losses that can be deducted. So all you entrepreneurs out there, you know, you can't. They've gotten rid of that retroacting your operating losses. Matt, you know of a couple?
Yeah, I mean, some other changes, the exclusion of certain employer student loan payments.
That's a big deal to talk about the whole student loan thing about, you know, they're going to start paying back and all that kind of crap.
Exactly. Also, the expansion of the ability to access retirement funds early without penalty. That's sunsetting. That's ending.
Right.
And the last change or major change is the expansion of the earned income tax credit for those without children. That is ending as well.
And that's so big. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, I mean, you were able to get credits back if you had no kids and take a less of a tax deduction. So, you know, those are a few things that are happening because of coronavirus, which is different than other years. So I know we just ran through them quickly. Maybe you want to rewind the episode a little or speak to your tax advisor to make sure that to ask the question, are you affected by any of these
things? Which of those hit you the hardest? Anyone in particular? Or what do you think is hurting the people? Or which one hurts the most, you think, out of these? Or is
I think, well, for me, the net operating losses, I can't retroactively increase in the amount of net operating losses is going to affect me. I understand the student loan prepayments. Everybody's sitting on the edge of their seat wondering what's going to happen with that, if they're going to have to start paying it back. I think that's the overall biggest thing in America is the student loan thing. Situation. And I understand both arguments of it, to be honest, with the government side and then the student loan side as well. I think those are the ones that hit me in the face the most. And then if you're taking out early retirement, you know, everybody's at a different financial level in life and they may be enjoying taking out early withdrawals without having been penalized for it. So I'm sure there's some households that are affected by that as well. I think they all have a point depending on your situation.
Right. You know? All right, Sean. Well, let's talk about another change. Hasn't there been a change in the amount of money we can contribute to our 401ks?
Yeah, you still contribute, old man? I didn't even know you still contributed. But yes, you can contribute more now because of inflation. The government has taken that into account. So adjustments. So highest in 1 year adjustment ever was now you can contribute up to $20,500 and $22,500 for next year for your 2023 contribution.
Got it. And what about for IRAs?
Yeah, for those individuals as well that are self-employed and contribute to the IRA, it went from now $6,000 to contribute to $6,500 and more, Matt, for you if you're over 50.
You are over 50, Sean, so there's more that you also can contribute. So let's be clear about that. Yeah, no, I think that's very important. So people definitely take note of this. These contributions, like if you're asleep at the wheel, you may not realize that these numbers are expanding and, you know, there's a long-term impact and benefit if you, you know, raise your contribution. So, you know, talk to your accountants or just, you know, read up on these things. These are definitely things you should be taking advantage of.
Right. And then also, you know, not to switch topics again, because there's so many little things happening in this episode. We just wanted you to, you know, poke you a little. So just first let you know, there's a lot of big changes happening and make sure you're aware of them. And then maybe something in this show will apply to you that you can look further with your tax advisor or accountant. So the next thing is, you know, the standard deduction for 2022 for single filers is $12,950.
Standard, so, what is for those who are like, break that down in simple terms. If I'm a single filer, what?
Okay, so you know you have a Schedule A where the Schedule A means, so if people don't know, where you can put all of your expenses, your write-offs in detail and specifics. But the government allows you, like, we're not even going to check it. You can do a standard one where we don't even need the specifics of $12,950 as a single filer. And anything over that amount, then you got to put in what they call a Schedule A and show specifics of how you got to this number of your deductions. If you're filing as a married couple, that deduction is $25,900.
Got it.
So that's not a bad thing. I think it's gone up higher in for us, so you can take more out. So this is, once again, this is a poke show. We're poking you to research and learn more and speak to your tax advisor. And just as a side note too, for 2023 tax filings, it's going up as well, the standard deduction. It's going to rise for single filing, $13,850 and married couples, $27,700. And we say for next year, remember, you file your taxes for the previous year in that current year. So when we say 2023, it's because in 2024, you'll be filing your taxes for 2023.
Got it.
As we are filing for 2022 and 2023 right now.
All right. That is great information. So everybody be mindful. The standard deductions are raising, take advantage. Single filers, married couples, do your due diligence. 2022 filings, 2023 filings, we have additional deductions for standard deductions. So moving on, there's also required withdrawals from your IRA or 401k that the age is raised from 72 to 73 beginning next year in 2023. And then the age will then go up to 75 beginning in 2033. Any thoughts on that, Sean?
You know, it's crazy, like culturally different, because I don't know if you understand global politics, what's going on in France. They're protesting because they've raised the retirement age by 2 years, and it's caused to the point that the royal family, the Prince Charles, had to change his trip from visiting France. There's been protesting going on. And we just do these things subtly in the American culture, and we're just like, okay, no problem. We'll take it out. We'll take it out later. We'll start living longer. We'll wait a little couple more years. And it's just an observation.
Yeah, I do hear people freaking out about Social Security running out. Let's be clear. People are
That's been going on for how many years? That didn't just happen last year. I'm sure our grandparents were talking about that. Well, not mine, because yours, but not mine. You know, I'm an immigrant. You're not, but that's another conversation.
Well, just to finish the point here, the required withdrawals, the age limit, the age going up, also just a little backstory. In 2019, the age was 70 and a half, and it went up to 72. So by 2023, the age is going to go up to 75. So this is moving quite quickly, this age.
Yeah, and just so people understand what it means. So at 59 and a half, you can withdraw from your retirement without paying a penalty. But this new rule is that when you get to 73 and when you get to 75 in 2033, you have to take the withdrawals. You have to start taking your money out. So it's required that you have to take it out at those ages versus, you know, but you can start taking it out, people, at 59 and a half. Another fun fact that we found, Matt, is that individual married couples can only take a $10,000 deduction towards state and local taxes per return. Now, this may be applicable or different in your state. You know, I know in Florida, in the good state of Florida, you don't pay any taxes. But once again, this is always this is another poke that you should check with your tax advisor, your accountant.
Absolutely.
And make sure. And, you know, another thing as well, people don't understand, like, you know, your tax accountant and your tax advisor, your accountant, they have many other clients. And sometimes you just give like the painted brush for everybody, and they may forget things that pertain to you. So this is why we're doing this episode too. Don't think that, you know, ask the question, you know, does this pertain to me? Because I know they just may be broad stroking you with giving you a deduction that everybody else is getting to make the tax filing go a lot quicker, but you can ask specifics that pertain, that you think pertain to you. And because they may miss a deduction as well, because they're just like broad stroking it.
All right, so let's move on. Let's give them some more, Sean.
Well, this is my favorite, one of my favorites on investors, and people don't understand. So if you have stocks in your portfolio, as long as you don't sell your stock, you're not affected by capital gains or having to declare it or anything like that. Once you sell your stock and you make a profit on it, then you have to declare the earned income that you get from it. Or if you take a loss, you can declare the loss as well and get deducted from your taxes. So
any fluctuation in the value, you're saying, doesn't affect us unless you sell.
Right. So if you sell at a loss, you can apply the losses on your taxes against some of the gains that you may have. So sometimes people sell their stock on purpose because they're taking on a loss because they have huge gains to offset it. But nothing happens if you don't sell your stock. And that's what a lot of Democrats and liberals want to get rid of, that because that's just how the rich always stay rich, because they don't sell and they just keep getting increasing value in their portfolios without having to pay any taxes on it. And they leverage that portfolio to get loans. But that's another conversation. And also, loss in crypto can be applied against gains to reduce your tax burden as well. So if you're one of those people that was going so deep in crypto and thought it was going to be the next thing, and thought people at 7-Eleven are going to be like, yo, give me 5 cryptos for that. Give me some current. You're going to be selling Bitcoin all over the place and trading it. I guess your bubble's bursting, or you're still one of those non-believer that it's still going to bounce back. But if you want to take, if you're taking an L on that, you can apply that against your losses as well. And against. Wow. You can apply that against your taxes as well.
Wow, Sean, that was an example of telling us you're not down with crypto without telling us you're not down with crypto. You're
very down with OPP
on where you stand.
Yeah, you know me.
Anyhow, another nugget we'd like to share with everybody is, for the people out there, if where you live, you've suffered through some natural disasters, people in disaster areas, like if you've been living in, if you're in California, I know there's been a lot of storms and you know, flooding and earth, you know, I don't know, all of the stuff that the planet is going through, And I know it's not just California. So wherever you're at, if your state has been dealing with natural disasters, those states and those areas are most likely to get an extension to file their taxes as late as October. So check, you know, go to Google University, log in, check with your, you know, just do your due diligence. But like I said, if you're living in a state where you battled natural disasters and you're trying to just get your stuff together and get your
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Living back on track, the government is giving you an added extra extension to file as late as October. So look into that, people. Sean, anything else you want to chime in before we take a quick break?
Nope, take a break.
Well, all right, everybody. We're going to take a quick commercial break, so stay tuned. Do not go anywhere. We're going to be right back with the top five things to do, or top five tips for tax season this year on Two Black Guys with Good Credit. So keep it locked. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. It is tax season. Uncle Sam is lurking, looking out your window, trying to make sure you file on time and get in your pockets. So today we've been giving some tips, some poking you with some nuggets and things to think about, research to prepare yourself to, you know, make smart decisions and get the most out of your filings. So now we want to count down the top five things that you should do this tax season with your filings. I'll start it off, Sean. Number five, folks, we recommend that you start gathering your documents early. Now, first off, let's say early is already past us. We're not early anymore, but do not wait until the 11th hour. Start now. If you haven't already gathered your stuff, gather all the documents you need to file your taxes. That includes your W-2 forms, your 1099s, your bank statements, any other tax-related documents, receipts, anything that you're going to want to file on your 2022 taxes. Get those documents together now. Sean, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and if you already filed your 2022 taxes, start gathering for 2023.
Ooh, extra early.
It can be extra early, yep. And that takes me to number four, Matt. Take advantage, and we talk about this all show, of deductions and credits. Look for deductions and credits that could reduce the amount of taxes you owe. That's like free money, you know? This could include deductions for student loan interest, charitable donations, or even medical expenses. You know, once again, you know, it's not your tax advisor accountants to gather this information. It's for you to tell them, and they know how to apply it. So make sure you look for these things and let your advisor know or your tax preparer.
Okay, well, that was number four, people. Definitely take advantage of all your deductions and credits. So let's move on to tip number three, file electronically. That's right, people. It is 2023. Join the future. We can file these things electronically. Remember, folks, filing electronically is the fastest and safest way to file your taxes. And it also allows you to receive your refund faster. So let's try to, you know, get with the future, folks.
Oh, and that brings us to number two, pay your taxes on time. Avoid penalties. Make sure you pay your taxes on time. The deadline for filing and paying your taxes, as we all know, is April 18th. And it's important that you pay everything on time.
What about an extension? What's the big deal?
Well, to check with the extension, you still got to pay your taxes. You got to give an estimate of what your taxes will be, and then you can submit them later on. You don't want to like get an extension and not make a payment if you owe. If you getting a refund, you can file your taxes anytime. The government doesn't care. There's no like, if you know you're getting a refund, they're just like, okay, you're getting money back. But if you have to pay, you know, try to, if you can't, if you're going to get an extension, the trick with it is to still make a payment.
Understood. All right, folks, take heed, pay your taxes on time, avoid those penalties. So that brings us to tip number one. And that tip is for you to double check your return. Before submitting your return, double check for any mistakes, omissions that can save you from future headaches. And I would add, before you, it's like there should be a pre-check, like before you're going in to see your tax preparer, make sure you've tabulated your deductions and all the other tips we've given you. Like check to make sure you have all your papers, have your stuff, just correct. And then once your return is prepared, double check those as well. Just make sure you are getting all the deductions. Make sure that there's no mistakes or omissions. This can save you from future headaches. So, Sean, any thoughts on the double checking?
Yeah, you're right. The worst thing is when you get those IRS letters where you have to send them something because there's a mistake, there's an error. Like, those are the worst letters to get. So to avoid that headache, to avoid having an adjustment in your tax returns or anything like that, like Matt was saying, double and triple check before you submit, and even ask your preparer questions to make sure everything is done correctly.
Can I ask you a question, Sean? I know we had tips 5 through 1, so it seems as though the tips are done. But I have a question. How do you stand, or where do you stand on, like, there are accountants, there are big name chain tax preparer companies, and then there's people who do it themselves. I mean, I suppose any and all could be good as long as you do it right. But do you have any thoughts on or recommendations on that, or does it everybody?
I do. I think it's okay. So, I think if you're just like there's not a lot of complications with your tax return, meaning that you have a specific job, you get like one W-2, you make your contributions to your retirement, and it's kind of straightforward. I think you can get one of those software programs that does it and will probably do it effectively for you. I think if your tax returns become somewhat tricky, maybe you have your own business, there's certain deductions you want to take. And sometimes your tax returns tell a story. I think that's where I am, where I have I don't have a high-end accounting firm, but I do have an accountant that does my tax returns, and he's been doing my returns for almost 20 years. I know what he needs and how to deliver it. He's always enlightening me and educating me. And it takes me, I don't think you need to be the expert in everything. I think for me to just get to his level and to keep up with all the amendments that are happening, and he's doing like 4 different filings for me, from my LLCs to my corporations to my nonprofit to my personal taxes and putting my salary and wages in that. It's just a lot for me to take on by myself. But I don't think I'm at the level where I need like a high-end super firm with 20 people like my tax returns. And yeah. I what he charges me versus what he finds and deductions that he finds, I think it's worth it, for me, for that. So, and then I think if you have medium to large size corporation business that you're running, and you have, then it's time to hire a firm. I think if you're trying to like wing it yourself and just fill out the paperwork without at least doing some type of, software program that'll help you through your taxes, I think you're absolutely nuts. So I think at the bare minimum, you should be at least getting one of those software programs that helps
sort
you.
There's levels of this. So yeah, I would echo what Sean has said. Make sure you're either getting some sort of reputable software or get some sort of tax professional, be it a chain company, be it an accountant, or whatever. I do think, as opposed, especially if you're not comfortable doing it yourself, get some help.
Somebody. And I would say, exactly. And you got to interview your professional too, because some of them are too rigid, and then some of them are too loose, and some of them don't want that broad stroke that they give for everybody else, and they're not really taking time to understand you and what you're trying to do. So I think you have to interview them as well and just don't take anybody that comes your way and says they're a tax preparer.
All right, people. So that brings this show to an end. We gave everybody a lot of good tips and nuggets to poke and prod you to things you should look into on your filings, making sure you are getting all the deductions that you can to have Uncle Sam out of your pockets. So definitely, like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So I would say if you want to change how your filings are going, maybe you should do more research and check into all of the available deductions that are there for you. But for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out of here.
I'm Sean, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm going to echo what my boy Matt says as well and just add in that, you know, get it in on time. You know, it's part of being part of this American culture and living in society is that we all have to pay the piper, pay Uncle Sam, and pay our taxes. You don't want to be the person I've seen people on the other shoe that are avoiding their taxes and not paying, and it comes back to haunt you in the long run. So hopefully this show will encourage you to file your taxes and open your eyes to some deductions or credits that you didn't even know you had. Once again, your money's your money, keep it in your damn pocket, people, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.